David Bird meets me at his small farm in rural Polk City, where he keeps a garden, some breeding cows, and a horse for the grandkids.
Come on, Bobby.
Bird has been involved in agriculture education for nearly four decades, retiring from the Polk County School District as Ag Program Supervisor in 2013, and now at Warner University in Lake Wales. He's seen a lot of changes.
When I first started teaching, we taught specific courses. We taught nursery operation, citrus production, livestock production. And what has happened over the last few years is we've gone from specific courses to four-year programs.
The agriculture education programs are much more specialized than they used to be. In many cases, students can finish one of these programs in veterinary assisting, say, or food science with a certification, and it helps them land a job. Other changes have been in Florida agriculture itself. Production of the state's iconic crop, citrus, is down 70% from a decade ago. But student participation is not declining. In fact, it's the opposite. More and more students are turning up in ag classes and joining the FFA, the national student organization dedicated to agriculture.
Student participation in the FFA is probably at an all-time high. There's a lot of interest.
State agriculture education officials say the diversity of programs is bringing in more students who live in cities. Urban schools can support ag courses like veterinary assisting or biotechnology because they don't require a lot of land. Of course, many students still want more of that traditional farm experience, like Bird's grandson, 12-year-old Timothy Vester.
Come on, boy.
Timothy's mother, who's Bird's daughter, is also an ag teacher in Clewiston, and Bird's grandson is spending a few days with him. Timothy, nicknamed Buddy Rowe, plans to join FFA next year.
Just a country boy kind of person.
What do you think you'll want to do when you're in ag next year?
Citrus and livestock.
Bird says agriculture education offers a path for students who learn differently, who want to do things with their hands. And it's a break from the anxiety that often swirls around schools, in part because of burdensome testing requirements.
They like the less stressful environment. I tried to make my class about 50% in the classroom and about 50% in the greenhouse, the garden, the pasture, the hog pens, the steer pens, with hands-on learning.
Bird says students have said to him that they would have quit school if not for the ag program. He says one big difference from traditional academics are the relationships that grow between students and ag instructors. They might spend 4 years with the same students, visiting their homes, getting to know their parents and grandparents, spending 2 weeks at the state fair.
I had a student one time that he had been in my class for 4 years, and he was a senior, and we use this term senioritis. They get kind of lazy, and he said something one day that just kind of upset me, and I said, "You are really getting on my nerves." This was an 18-year-old male student. He started crying. I said, "I'm sorry, Mr. Bird." So, you know, you build up a relationship with people.
You think he turned out all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. He did.
There were 69,000 students in Florida enrolled in agriculture education this year, and that number has been climbing steadily in recent years. The problem now, officials say, is finding enough ag teachers to meet demand. Robin Sussingham, WUSF 89.7 News.